This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DA. L-I. So there was a meme on Facebook that I shared. I wish I got credit for writing it. It basically kind of made fun of how Facebook listens to you. And it goes something to the effect of how I prefer to online shop is just to shout out what I want and wait for the Facebook ad to pop up. Right? Which, by the way, is a good strategy. Now my granola's coming up. By the way, it's a good strategy because, you know, these ads will add discounts. I don't know if you guys online shop, you know, to the degree that some people do where it's an art. But apparently with online shopping, if you are about to buy something and then you change your mind, and I've done that a lot because I'll see what the shipping cost is, right, or the tax or something, or I'll, you know, just come off the high of, oh, my gosh, that was a pretty ad, and then go, I don't need it. Or my husband comes up, but what the hell are you buying? So if I don't buy it and I leave it in the cart or I just exit out, an ad will pop up with a coupon. So I've kind of gotten into the habit of, this doesn't work for Amazon, but for other things, where if I start to buy something, I'll stop and then I'll wait and sometimes a coupon just comes up. So, you know, I don't think that's a bad strategy to just go, I need new underwear. And then the Facebook comes up, although I'm kind of afraid what Facebook thinks my underwear looks like. I had put a picture up of a beauty contest from like the 19-teens and these guys are like these striped, you know, boxers, but they were like the most ugly shorts. They looked comfortable, and I made a comment going, gosh, those look comfortable. Meanwhile, I'm getting all these ads for granny panties. So, hey, you know what? Granny panties aren't that bad. I remember looking at my grandma's underwear, and I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, what is this? You know, is it a pillowcase? What is it? And it, you know, but it was comfortable, and it was soft. You know, my mom's like, don't be rubbing your grandma's underwear on your cheek. It was clean. I was doing the laundry, you know, because she lived with us. I'm like, this is soft underwear. So I think any day I'm going to go to granny panties. But let's get to artificial intelligence. I have a problem with Facebook listening to me, and then all of a sudden I see an ad, okay? I have a problem with that. I don't like that our watches are listening or our phones are listening. Well, there's an app that's kind of going viral, and everybody's all excited about it. It's an app that will translate your cat's meow. So, you know, one of my cats is like, and then the other one's like, meow, and the other one's like, you know, and so there's these little chirpings and these little sounds that cats have, and there's an app out there called Meow Talk. I think it's Javier Sanchez. He's one of the engineers or the designers of Amazon's Alexa. So he decided to go into business for himself, I guess, and make this app called Meow Talk. Now, you need to do some work as an owner. Basically, I guess you get this app, I think it's free, and you record your cat's meow, and then you put what you think it is. And it's supposed to learn it so that later, you know, when you, I guess later when you don't know what the hell your cat's saying or you go through dementia or whatever happens, this app will tell you what the cat is asking you for. So I don't really see the practicality. But what from what I understand, Javier wants to design a collar. Remember they were talking about this with dogs? They want to have a smart collar where the cat wears the smart collar. Cats don't like collars. I'm telling you right now, cat and dog, they don't like collars around their neck. If you don't like wearing a tie to work, I'm telling you right now, cats and dogs don't like wearing a wearing a collar. But anyway, the collar is supposed to eventually be able to just translate what the cat says. Now, I can't give you examples because I'm very well versed in cats. Having had cats most of my life, dogs, I don't think their vernacular is, oh, hi, mommy, you look pretty today. I don't think that's what they're saying. I think they're, what the bleep, bleep, bleep. You bleep, bleep, bleep. Where the bleep is my bleep? So I caution you, if any of this technology does come out, please put the volume on low. All right? You know, there's no way I could bring my cat to work because there's no cussing on air. And if my cat has a collar that's basically telling us what they think, I wrote an article and I put the pictures of my cats there. They don't look like friendly creatures at all. They look like they want to tell me off tenfold. So, you know, if you guys want to know what your cat thinks, that's fine. For me, ignorance is bliss. I really don't want to know what my cat is thinking. I really don't. Especially the one that watches me get out of the shower all the time. I'll get out of the shower and the cat just sits there and like, you know, I really don't want to know what he's thinking. I really don't. So, here's my problem with where we're going with artificial intelligence. You know, I mean, I'm kind of stepping back here, and mind you, okay, you know, I had watched, you know, Terminator 2, just like a lot of us have, and that movie scared me. I was pretty traumatized by Terminator 2, and I don't think I want, you know, or war games, or I don't think I want computers or machines learning us. You know, the one thing that makes relationships work, or being a good mommy, is being unpredictable. Right. Once you get predictable, things go sour. So like my kids will leave the dishes or they'll leave the toilet seat up or they'll leave their underwear on the ground or whatever. Right? And I might not say anything. And then one day I'll decide to go all crazy mama on them. And you want to know what? That then makes them realize, wait a second. I don't think I can take mama for granted. Same thing with relationships. All right. I don't know how many relationships you guys have been in, but I mean, with my husband, if he thinks I'm going to be predictable, you know, then it just starts to get kind of, I don't know, mundane. So I need to kind of shake things up. Same thing with a fight. Okay. You know, I keep on bringing up his mother or something like that. Okay. Don't do that. Okay. Bring up another, you know, family member in a fight. Just change it up a little bit. All right. So you need to change things up. And I don't like the idea that we're excited about software learning us. I think that demeans, I think it depreciates our intelligence, it depreciates our fluidity, and I think it's dangerous. So I know all you guys are all excited about AI and learning what your cat's saying and whatever. I'd say, throw that crap out. We don't need anybody learning us, especially the aliens out there. 1-877-DOC-FELLING.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNLive.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, we talk about Christmas shopping and, you know, things that we need to kind of get into gear as we go into this flu season and, you know, cold season and coronavirus season. But, open enrollment for your Medicare Advantage plan or your health care is coming up. The deadline is coming up, December 7th. And some of you guys are still kind of struggling with, you know, how to make some choices and how to easily do this. So joining us next, I'm really excited, is Shannon Adams, Medicare Advantage expert and head of customer experience at Cigna. Shannon, thank you so much for joining us and taking time out of your busy day.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my gosh, this is great. So, obviously, you've been really, really busy. You know, can you kind of walk us through what are you seeing on your end and, you know, how are people doing in terms of enrollment, you know, this year as opposed to others with COVID and everything going on?
Yeah, Enrollment's been great. So you have between now and December 7th to make a choice about what Medicare Advantage plan you want in 2021. And this is a great time to shop. It's a great time to stay home and look at your options that are available. So you can go to Medicare Plan Finder to find out what options are in your area and learn about all the amazing benefits that you can get.
So, you know, it's interesting. You know, I'm, you know, on social media a lot, and a lot of people are, you know, my age, and many of us have parents who are Medicare age. And it's interesting how we didn't think this is something that we had to educate ourselves on. I just always thought, you know what, my mom has to handle it. She's the one that needs Medicare. She's the one on it. But there's a huge population of us that actually do this for our family members, and I don't think there's enough education out there to teach us how to navigate this. So thank you. What kind of tips do you have for some of us with elderly parents?
Yeah, so my parents just aged into Medicare, and I helped them both walk through it. And you're exactly right. This is a great way to connect with your parents, talk through their healthcare needs, and help them find a plan that's going to best fit them. So as you're searching, be sure to understand what needs they're going to have in 2021. So if they need a new pair of glasses or some dental work, find a plan that's got great vision or great dental coverage. And you can do all of that on Medicare Plan Finder. And as you're searching for Medicare options, you also want to find ways to make sure that they are being able to stay on top of their healthcare with preventive care measures. So things like getting screenings, their annual wellness exam. A lot of Medicare Advantage plans will give gift cards and incentives for going and doing those healthy things.
One of my listeners wants to know, what is select care? We know we've talked about direct care. Do you know what select care is?
Select care might be a kind of a regional option, so that generally the options that are available that are Medicare related are original Medicare, which is the coverage that will, you know, cover 80% of your cost. There's also something that's called Medicare Supplement, which is like a Medigap payment, which will cover that extra 20%. Then Medicare Advantage is different from both of those. So what it does is it rolls all of that together into one, many including your prescription drugs. And what it does is it gives you extra things that original Medicare doesn't cover. So things like dental, vision, hearing, prescription, transportation benefits, all rolled up into one.
That's good. Roughly, what are the prices of these Medicare Advantage plans?
So one of the great things is that they are affordable. Many plans have no extra cost in a premium payment beyond what you would pay for regular Medicare, which is a great option. There's also things called copays. So some plans have $0 copays to go see your doctor, which is great. So if you need to, you know, if you get sick and just need to go in to see the doctor real quick, that can come at no cost. It's very important to make sure that your doctors are in network. You can keep your costs substantially low if your doctor is in network. If they're out of network, you might have to pay a bit more. It's also important to make sure that your hospital is in network, those facilities that you go to a lot. And, you know, you want to make sure that everything is in network so that you're getting the best rate.
So true. So true. My mom called me up. She had a medical emergency. I was half asleep. So I told her to go to the nearest hospital that was near her. Wasn't on her plan. And boy, she still to this day rips me a new one for that one. We're speaking to Shannon Adams, Medicare Advantage expert, head of customer experience at Cigna. Now, Cigna has a lot of resources for people. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Cigna has a website. It's called Cigna.com/Medicare, and you can use this to find all kinds of information about plans that are available in your area. You can also go to CMS, their website, which is called Medicare.gov. And you can use a tool that's called Medicare Plan Finder. And this is a great way to enter in your zip code, find out all of the plans that are available to you, and do a side-by-side comparison.
That's excellent. That's excellent. So, you know, it's interesting. You know, we're coming up on Thanksgiving, and for some of us, the whole week seems lost. Me, I usually work throughout Thanksgiving, but it really puts kind of a dent in the enrollment process. On top of that, we're dealing with COVID. How have you noticed, have you seen priority changes? Are there things that seniors need to think about as we're coming into the, you know, the last few weeks of enrollment period? What are some things that they should think about that they might not have had to kind of think about with prior enrollment periods?
Yeah, exactly. I think COVID-19 has really shown us that healthcare is one of the most important investments you can ever make. So you want to make sure that you have a great comprehensive health coverage. And you also want to make sure that you are finding a plan that has adapted well during the pandemic so that they're offering telehealth visits, which is a great way to stay in touch with your doctor and still be home and safe. Many plans also offer home delivery of medications, which is another way that you can stay home and get the medications that you need.
That's so true. You know, the telehealth, there are some plans out there that don't cover it. And there's been seniors going, how do I get this? And I was like, well, with your next enrollment, you might want to switch to another plan. It's frustrating that you know, there's so much, so many differences. You know, I'm glad you came on because you know, people are very, very frustrated that, you know, they do have to pay for healthcare and healthcare just doesn't cover everything. And they're even more frustrated that they're finding less and less doctors that take Medicare. And I'm noticing that your choices widen having the Advantage plan. Are you noticing that there's more providers that'll take patients that have the Advantage plan?
Yeah, we are noticing that our networks are getting larger, which is great for consumers because, you know, we want to make sure that we have the best doctors in network and that we're getting, you know, the best care for each customer. So, again, it's important for folks to make sure that their doctor is in network because you can save so much money that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you brought up screenings and, you know, vaccinations. And so, you know, most plans will cover flu shots. The COVID shots are supposed to be covered from what we understand. And then pneumonia shots, shingles. These are things that are usually covered by Medicare Advantage plans.
Yes. Yeah. And so all of those shots are covered. In addition to that, different screenings that you may need, like mammograms, those are also covered. And many plans will actually give you an incentive for going to do it. So they might give you a gift card if you go get your annual physical exam. So this is a really important part for plans, and a lot are taking that proactive step by giving incentives to folks to stay healthy.
One of my listeners, Jane, wants to know, does she have to re-enroll every year or can she pick one and be done for the next 5 to 10 years?
If you like, if you like your plan, I'm so sorry.
No worries.
My voice is gone.
It happens to me. I'll like swallow down the wrong tube.
I think that's what happened. Oh, goodness. Okay. It's back. If you do like your plan, you can stay in it. You don't have to make any changes. But if there is any changes that you want to make, you want to make sure that you're getting the best plan for you. Mm-hmm. So it makes a lot of sense to
revisit
through all of your coverage.
So true.
Yes, every time.
Okay.
And think about what is available to you in 21.
That's fantastic. How can people find more information?
They can go to Cigna.com/Medicare to find out any Cigna plans that are available in your area.
Shannon Adams, you're a gem. Can't wait to have you guys come back. Thank you and the Cigna team. We'll have you back one day, all right? Thank you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
With a Reuters poll this week showing over 37 million American voters reject the 2020 election as filled with fraud and irregularities, transparency in recount states would be the priority. It is not, as election officials in Georgia and Michigan will not show observer signatures or ballot certifications, among other complaints. Two Michigan Republicans who reversed course and voted to certify the election results in the state's most populous county Tuesday now say they were pressured to certify the election and want to rescind their votes. Wayne County Board of Canvassers Chairwoman Monica Palmer and William Hartman filed affidavits Wednesday night saying they had been threatened and claimed Democrats on the board reneged on their promise to seek an audit of votes from Detroit. They say over 70% of mail-in ballots have irregularities that Michigan election officials are trying to hide. Jonathan Kinloch, the board's vice chairman and a Democrat, says it's too late for Palmer and Hartman to rescind their votes. USA Radio News. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court said Wednesday it will take up an appeal by President Trump's campaign challenging thousands of mail-in votes cast in Philadelphia that were missing information on return envelopes. Operation Warp Speed COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna could be ready for distribution within weeks. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells CNBC the defeat of COVID-19 started last January.
10 months later, after we've supported the R&D program, we stood up manufacturing, commercial-scale manufacturing of Moderna. 10 months later, we've got this incredible data, 90% plus effectiveness, relatively clean safety profile. It's just a historic day in public health.
States and territories are preparing to begin distributing the vaccine within 24 hours of receiving FDA approval. With news that the FAA was clearing the Boeing 737's MAX to return to the skies, it prompted a positive reaction in Renton, Washington, where the plane is assembled. Renton City Council member Randy Corman said, "It's definitely a reason to celebrate." USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So some of you guys are asking me about the false negative COVID tests, and it's a very, very frustrating piece to what we're dealing with in terms of our COVID fight. And I've unfortunately had to give people, you know, through telemedicine, some pretty, I don't know, frustrating news where I'm like, I don't believe your COVID test. Because they'll call in and they'll, you know, have the coughing, they'll have the body aches, they'll have the loss of smell, loss of sense of taste, and they'll say, oh, my COVID test is negative, so I need to go back to work. And I'm like, well, you know, I can't necessarily clear you because I can't examine you and, you know, I don't see your COVID test. But just because your COVID test is negative doesn't mean I could officially trust that. And so there's been some there was a study that came out, and let me try to actually pull it up. I'm having some issues with my computer here. There's a study that, let me get this up here. I'm sorry. It said like 1 in 5 of the rapid tests had a false negative. Now, this isn't necessarily a certain brand. This could be kind of on average, but this actually was a headline that came out a little while ago, and then another sort of report came out of Europe saying that many of these diagnostic tests are giving false negatives, or at least 20%. Back in August, they had suggested that the best day to get tested was day 8, not day 4. Day 8. Now, according to a Johns Hopkins University report, this happened, I guess, back in August. They said the accuracy of the test peaks at 80%. And it's contingent upon the stage of infection, the highest percentage of false negatives reported in the first 4 days of infection, when people are often asymptomatic. They said if testing occurs on the 8th day of infection, usually 3 days after symptom onset, results are more accurate. Now, I've been telling everybody, 3 to 4 days of symptoms, so you're okay with that then. Because what they were saying is if you get exposed and you immediately go and get tested, if you don't have symptoms and you don't have the virus replicating and making enough antigen for this to get picked up, it's too early. Virus could be in your system for a good 2-3 days, a few days, until it starts to make you feel sick. Remember I told you guys with most colds and stuff, you are contagious days before you even start feeling sick, because that's just, you know, the virus is in you. You can breathe it out. You can, yeah. So I am recommending you get tested, if you do get tested, day 3 or 4 of your symptoms. And that'll pretty much be in line with what Johns Hopkins was saying, how people are usually asymptomatic the first 4 days of infection. But what about if you've been exposed? Well, if you've been exposed, the CDC hasn't really changed their guidelines too much. I mean, there was some back and forth, but if you've been exposed, they still recommend to be in isolation or be in quarantine for 14 days, because it could take 14 days for the virus to decide to kind of veer its ugly head. So there's a 14-day incubation period. Now, people will kind of look at that going, well, wait a second. If there's a 14-day incubation period, then why are we testing on day 8? We should probably test on day 14. No, because it's not practical. It's just not practical. We're having major issues now where employees are taking 2 weeks off at a time, not by their own choice, but because they have to. And when you're trying to run a business and you're trying to run a country and you're trying to run a hospital, if, you know, somebody gets exposed because they work at the hospital that day, they'll never come to work because every 2 weeks they'd have to be sent home. So, you know, it's frustrating. So, in September, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services had purchased more than 150 million tests for nursing homes and schools. They spent more than $760 million, but they said it became clear that the antigen testing for viral proteins or antigens posed some issues. The PCR tests detect virus genetic material. Those are pretty sensitive, because those are, you know, picking up genetic material. But in order, though, for antigen tests to be able to have that high sensitivity, there has to be enough virus. Now, some of you have told me that your coronavirus illness was mild, had little, like maybe some body aches, maybe a fever for a day. Trump had said Barron was only sick for like 5 minutes or 2 minutes. If your symptoms are very, very short limited, you probably didn't build up enough virus, or you have one hell of an immune system that didn't allow the virus to replicate much. I'm thinking that might have been what happened to me, because every time I donate blood, they'll do my COVID antibodies, and my COVID antibodies are negative. And I swear there was one day when I felt a little warm, I felt achy, I was tired, and then I lost my sense of taste for a few days. That was like the mildest COVID I've ever even heard of. But it wasn't enough to build up an immunity. So now what do you do if you have a test and your doctor says, sorry, I can't trust it? Well, I don't have an easy answer for you guys, okay? I mean, your work is starting to supersede what many doctors are recommending. I'm hearing ranges, just wide ranges of approaches to vaccines, or I'm sorry, not vaccines, but approaches to isolation, approaches to quarantine based on the job. All right? And what is it? In the NFL, you're off for 5 days. If you're COVID negative, but you've been exposed, you know, whatever happened to the 14 days. I mean, yeah, everybody's kind of making up their own rules as they go. And the reason why they're doing that is because remember the CDC kind of backflipped a few months ago saying, look, if you've been exposed, if you don't have symptoms, you don't necessarily need to isolate and quarantine. You don't necessarily need to test. And many employers were like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And many health officials were like, what are you talking about? Wait a second. But if somebody's been exposed, they can still have it. And I think what we've been struggling with, which is what we're continuing to struggle with, is the backpedal. In order for the economy to open up, in order for us to move on with our lives, we're going to have to say, look, okay, we're going to have to live with COVID like we live with a cold. All right. We go to work exposed to a cold. We go to work exposed to flu. Unfortunately, we're being exposed to COVID all the time. It's just, you know, people aren't telling us if they have it, and some people don't know. So what ends up happening is the one person that's honest and says, you know what? There was a person who told me they tested positive for COVID, so I've been exposed. That person is on quarantine. Yet an employee who's like, really, you think you have it? Well, don't tell anybody. That person gets to go to work, and nothing happens. They have no symptoms. They get to work. So we're having an issue where the honest people, you know, can't work for 14 days, lose income, and other people looking at that going, you know what, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. So we have a huge population out there that has COVID, and that isn't saying anything, or they're not getting tested, or they don't want to be on a government list. They don't know where this is going. They're worried about, you know, future administrations. And if any bad news comes with COVID, they don't want to be in some database going, oh, wow, you know, well, we got to call this person because this person had it back in August. So we then have to kind of assume that the average person has it and doesn't know or isn't getting tested. So add that to a lot of these false negative tests that we're hearing. You know, it's a mess, which is why some people are like, really? All right, can we just kind of call it and just move on? Well, we can't because the hospitals are getting overwhelmed. And there's no rhyme or reason to who goes to the hospital, who doesn't. I know a couple where the woman was in the hospital for a week. The husband just had a little cold. Why did it affect her more, you know, worsely? She didn't have medical issues. So until we figure that out, we're still stuck. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. Hello, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So are you guys witnessing science or are you witnessing marketing? I'm seeing some major, major marketing plays. And I got to tell you, these companies got game. They really do. AstraZeneca got themselves in the news today, as well as Johnson & Johnson. And they're like, we got data too. We're looking pretty good. Nobody wants their stock to go down anymore. Every time Pfizer makes an announcement or Moderna makes an announcement, stocks rises. And AstraZeneca's been kind of had a little bit of a halt when there was somebody, I believe, in Brazil that had a serious adverse event. And so they've been able to resume their trial. Johnson & Johnson have been able to resume their trial. So when you look at the horse race, they're a little bit behind. So what do you do if you're a pharmaceutical company that is a little bit behind two front runners who are trying to just kind of lap up all the business and all the purchasing and the pre-ordering of the vaccine, well, you need to offer something that they aren't really discussing. You need to highlight a piece of what your vaccine could do. So AstraZeneca, right, they're working with Oxford University. AstraZeneca is showing that their vaccine provides a very robust immune response in older individuals. All right, see, don't go after the Gen Zs, don't go after the millennials. You got the boomers out there. Let's let the boomers and the traditionalists kind of, you know, get excited about this vaccine, which is important because if you've noticed, we've had issues with our flu shot and inducing a strong immune response in older individuals. Older individuals may not have as robust an innate immune response as younger folk. And so your shot needs to be a little bit more strategic. It might need an adjuvant. It might need to have more punch. So AstraZeneca is claiming that in a study of 560 healthy adults, including 240 over the age of 70, they found the vaccine to be safe and produced a similar immune response among people over age 56 and those between age 18 and 55, meaning their shot won't wane with older individuals. Now, then that lends the question, well, what about the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine? Are those vaccines strong enough in older individuals? So, trust me, I'm sure somebody's going to make a statement in the next few days. If I was not in medicine, I could see how frustrating it is. I get a lot of you guys don't like pharmaceutical companies, and you tell me that you're pretty upset with pharmaceutical companies because there is a lot of market driven research, market driven promotions, market driven education, and so I get that, you know, there's not a lot of faith and you don't believe it's completely objective or altruistic and all that, but you know, might I remind you guys. Alright, I'm a big fan of all these companies because they are busting their butts and spending major bucks to get a vaccine out there, and it is going to cost money. Hopefully it doesn't cost money to you or I. President Trump said he wants, you know, everything free, and I'm sure Biden, if he takes over office, he would also, you know, suggest the same thing. Just keep promising free stuff. Not sure where we're going to, you know, get spanked on the back end of it, you know, what we're going to have to pay going forward in order to make that happen. But I got to tell you, AstraZeneca, it's a British pharmaceutical giant. AstraZeneca does like Crestor. AstraZeneca is a pretty good, it's a pharmaceutical company that, you know, hasn't really had too many issues. It's a pharmaceutical company I trust, and they're collaborating with the University of Oxford. So, you know, you got university, you got academia, so it's not just all private capitalism. I think what they come out with, I could trust. But I gotta tell you, older individuals who are at severe risk, being able to have a vaccine that induces their immune response is very, very positive, very, very promising. And so if Moderna and Pfizer can't claim similar efficacy or a similar immune response in older individuals, then they might have an issue. My guess is they do. It's just it might not have been in their press release. So they now need to update the press release. So they go, oh, yeah, older individuals are going to be fine with this one, too. All right. Now, Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson has been the one that I've really, you know, gotten excited about, okay? And at my age, you can ask my husband, I don't really get too excited about that many things, all right? I fall asleep a lot. But this woke me up. Johnson & Johnson is the one that I've been kind of waiting on because they had promised a one-shot jab or a one-shot vaccination. Now, recently I heard that they are investigating if they might have to do two shots. That doesn't necessarily mean their one shot isn't working. Right now, Johnson & Johnson is still saying that they have a single shot candidate. If Johnson & Johnson in this horse race comes in from behind and they're like one shot people, it can put the other companies out a business. And some people are like, well, you know what, maybe America will buy the one-shot thing, but the two-shot things will be, you know, will be then used in third world countries or other places that, you know, because now it'll be at a fire sale. Not entirely. A two-shot process doesn't work for the average village or for the average community where you don't really have good follow-up and you can't email or text them. You got to get back in 21 days or you got to come back in 28 days. You know, you're due for your next one. The one-shot vaccine, if Johnson & Johnson can make this happen, that's what the World Health Organization is probably going to want to buy. That's going to be the type of vaccine that is going to just explode and need to be given to third world countries and villages and all sorts of stuff if we're going to try to, you know, combat this coronavirus pandemic. I mean, you know, what's really interesting with this is the first time we're trying to vaccinate a whole globe. You guys realize this? You know, we had the Spanish flu. Spanish flu luckily died off after a couple years, but we didn't really have, you know, vaccines, and there really wasn't much, you know, that we could do. We have vaccines. We got tetanus vaccines. We got polio vaccines. We got, you know, but we don't have the globe vaccinated. We don't have everybody vaccinated. This is the first time we are going to try to vaccinate a whole planet. Now, there was a study that came out saying cats could possibly transmit COVID. I know people get mad when I bring up pets. You know, they're like, no, not our pets. But if you're thinking that all we have to do is come up with 6 or 7 billion shots, or times two, right, for some of these two-shot things, I think we're done. No, because some smart aleck is going to come up going, guys, what about the pets? Now, how good are you on vaccinating your pets? A lot of us aren't. A lot of us are like, well, my pet's an indoor pet, so I don't have to vaccinate. Okay, you know, there's a chance that if our animals are reservoirs for COVID, they're going to need to be vaccinated too. And I'm not saying this to rain, you know, to rain on someone's parade. It's just, I see in the media, everybody's like, oh, you know, we're going to vaccinate everybody and we're going to be fine. Like, really, you're vaccinating everybody. Really. You have enough shots. You have enough freezers. You have enough medical personnel to do that. You have people coming back on their 21 or 28 days. If you're telling me that you really think we are going to have a very efficient vaccination process and create herd immunity within a year, you're out of your mind. There is no way we are going to have that much compliance with people. I want the vaccines to go through. I'm supporting the vaccines. I'm investing in the companies, right, a little bit, right, you know, because I'm like, go, 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 right? I mean, I am a fan of us getting the vaccine. I am. But I am not a fan of this over-optimism. First, we have the hype and the scare. Now we have the over-optimism, and it's like somebody better shoot straight. 1-877-DOCTOR.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.